Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The Republican National Convention nears. It's coming near. It's been a rocky road getting there, and there's still so many questions about what's going to happen at the actual convention. One of the things that happens preliminary to that convention is the GOP platform, at least the preparation of it. And apparently there has been some pressure for the GOP to soften its support for natural marriage, its opposition to same-sex marriage. We're going to be talking about that for the next few minutes of Issues, etc. Joe Grabowski joins us. He's Director of Communications for the National Organization for Marriage based in Washington, D.C. Joe, welcome to Issues, etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
How would you describe the nature of the pressure brought to bear on the GOP to compromise its position on same-sex marriage in its platform?
Well, on the one hand, I would mention that the pressure is certainly a minority, and it's a small group of individuals within the Republican Party who feel this way and who are trying to push this agenda. And I think we could get into why that may be. On the other hand, it is substantial pressure when you consider the amount of money that's behind it. You have donors like Paul Singer who give millions of dollars to conservative causes and to the Republican Party. And certainly with that kind of weight behind it, this is something that politicians certainly would feel pressured by. Fortunately, the delegate process for the platform committee is a little bit more open, and it doesn't necessarily respond as much to the inside politics money of Washington. So we feel that this was a great victory, for the people that we've encouraged to contact delegates and to contact their state parties and insist on the Republican platform staying true to the values that represent the majority of its base.
So in that vein, is there a gap or a disparity between the GOP platform on this issue and your kind of average run-of-the-mill GOP candidate or lawmaker?
I don't know that there necessarily is a gap there. I think that, you look at the grassroots, you look at the polling that we've seen, especially on more recent issues such as the transgender bathroom rights that are being pushed by the Obama administration. And there's a great gulf at the grassroots level between the minority who would identify as conservative, maybe for fiscal or other reasons, and who are in support of those kinds of policies. The vast majority of those that would identify as conservative are opposed to those policies that would say that there's no such thing as gender. On the other hand, I do think that politicians within Washington need to hear more from that silent majority. They need to hear that they have the support of the voters to pursue initiatives like the language of this platform is going to call for, such as for safeguarding in law the cornerstone of society as the marriage-based family consisting of a man and a woman and the children that they raise. I think that they hear a lot of pressure from a very noisy minority within Washington, and we need to change that.
Do you have a similar confidence about the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party?
Well, I think that the question for us now is, how do we apply and how do we leverage pressure to make sure, and it wouldn't be just the case with this nominee, it would be the case with any nominee. It's one thing to send somebody to Washington and to take their promises at face value, whatever they may be, when they're getting elected. But we all know that sometimes priorities get shifted within the first 100 days of any presidency. And so we need to make sure that, people are going to hold the next president accountable and hold any elected official accountable to abide by the things that they promised to do when they got into office. And that's by letting them know that they won't vote for them the next time. It's by contacting them. It's by using the various means that we have to engage our political process. So we're certainly going to be watching the election very closely, and we hope that Mr. Trump, as the nominee, will respond to the values of the Republican base and will respond to and uphold the platform that he is claiming to stand for. And we're going to leverage whatever pressure we can to make sure that he does that.
What if he doesn't? I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating in saying that on just about any position, Donald Trump has proven himself to be erratic, and nobody knows what will happen tomorrow, much less once a nomination is handed down. What if he doesn't? What if he softens or even flips his current position on natural marriage?
Well, certainly our first means of combating something like that, if it were to happen, is by just keeping people aware. And the other means, and this is something that NOM has a great track record of doing, is pursuing the lower levels of politics, the places where the people have more power. It's kind of the tactic of the other side, and this is the way that same-sex marriage became illegitimately the law of the land. It's the tactic of the other side to go through the courts where, the political process isn't really a value, where it came down to the decision of five justices about a year ago to impose same-sex marriage on the entire country. We have, taken things directly to the people as much as possible, and we've tried to put people in touch with their own legislators, whether it be at the state level or at the federal level, and we'll continue to do that. So we're going to pursue a legislative agenda, such as the passing of the First Amendment Defense Act, which they had a hearing about today on Capitol Hill. We're going to pursue those measures and take power back through the means the Constitution envisioned by creating this tripartite system where ideally the Congress is the place where the people have the most influence and sway.
How do you respond to those voices within the GOP that were bringing this pressure when it came time for formulating the platform, saying, look, if the Republican Party, to paraphrase, if the Republican Party wants to survive, if it wants a future, it must evolve, and that evolution involves broadening the definition of marriage in its platform?
Well, I would question, on the one hand, how that identifies as a conservative principle. This push for constant evolution, for constant change and adapting with the times doesn't seem to be in terms of dictionary meaning, cognizant with the idea of conservatism. Second of all, though, I would say what they really want to do, it's not necessarily about making Republicanism a larger tent and drawing more people into the party. It's to try to silence the conversation on this matter the way that we have seen it tried to be silenced by LGBT activists in all sorts of ways, whether it be by bringing lawsuits against business owners that try to live their lives in accordance with their beliefs and conduct their business in accordance with their beliefs, to try to silence the opposition. That's really what I think that this pressure to change the party platform language has been about, that they don't want to have two voices. They don't want to have a debate. They don't want to have two opinions represented by party platforms on this issue. And that raises the question, why bother having parties? If it's indistinguishable between, the Democratic side or the Republican side, that's not the purpose of having this kind of lively debate that the party system represents. So I'm very skeptical of whether or not their intentions really had the best, the best goods of the Republican Party at heart, or whether or not it isn't simply to try to silence a certain point of view that they find uncomfortable.
So finally, if you would, make the case, why should the GOP continue, as it has in the past, to support natural marriage?
Well, first of all, I would say because the people that they represent, the people at the grassroots, as I have mentioned before, across the country, deserve that voice. They need to have a party that represents their values. And if the GOP moves away from that, then those people are going to move away from the GOP. That's the first reason, is simply that there are millions and millions of Americans who went to the polls in various states and tried to successfully pass constitutional amendments in those states defining marriage that the Supreme Court on a whim just threw out. And they need advocacy, and the Republican Party can be that voice in Washington for them. But the second reason I think that the GOP should do this is simply that it's good policy. Marriage as the building block of society, stable families, loving mother and father, all of these things have been shown to be the best environment to raise children so that they don't become costs to the state, so that the state programs don't have to step in and take care of the fallout when children come from broken homes, broken marriages, and from social experimentation upon our children, which is really what a lot of the policies advocated by LGBT activists essentially are. So, it's fiscally responsible, it's constitutionally responsible, and it's just responsible to the laws of nature to continue to be the party of these family values.
Joe Grabowski is a director of communications for the National Organization for Marriage based in Washington, D.C. You can find out more about the National Organization for Marriage under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Joe, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to continue our series Looking Forward to Sunday Morning, according to the three-year lectionary, with Dr. Carl Kencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We will come to the familiar story of Mary and Martha. He says, it's not as easy as it looks. We'll find out what he means after this.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th century.
Jesus has come and brings pleasure eternal.
The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Hello, I'm Pastor Daniel Quinn, senior pastor of Living Word Lutheran Church, The Woodlands, Texas, inviting you to join us for divine service on Sundays at 8:15 or 11 a.m. Living Word is located at 9500 North Panther Creek Drive in The Woodlands, a community about 30 miles north of Houston. That's Living Word Lutheran Church, where we proclaim the living word of Christ, that all who hear may walk in newness of life.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.